Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
So today is Mother's Day, and I'm in the control room and command center of Red Table Talk, which is also our garage. And I'm going to fill you in on a little secret. For the last 3 months, I've been planning a huge surprise for my mom. She has no idea that I've been orchestrating this reunion. There's a crew that's gonna set up the gift right here. This is all happening like 40 feet away from the red table. If my mom gets up to go to the bathroom or anything, we are all sunk. We are honoring a bunch of amazing moms. So you know there's about to be surprise after surprise. There's people hiding all over the house. Gotta make my way to the table so she doesn't get suspicious. Wish me luck.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, darling.
Thank you, babe.
This is RTT's special holiday. It was the first time that we actually aired Red Table Talk.
So this is the anniversary. I love that.
Gam, what has being a mother meant to you?
There's so many levels to mothering.
Layers.
Yeah. And I think that at 17, I had no clue what I was doing. And then, you know, it's no secret how difficult it's been for us.
Mm-hmm.
But the best mothering years for me have been once I came into recovery. And I think it started when I made the clear and immediate decision to travel with you to Australia.
Yeah, Willow
it
was
just
a
was
month
no question.
Old.
Wait, were you shooting Matrix?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She came with me to Australia to help take care of you and Jaden.
Wow. Yeah.
I knew in my gut that this was like a redemptive moment for me.
Yeah. Hmm.
Like she needed me and I was gonna be there,
exactly.
Period.
Right.
And it was so healing for us.
It was.
My life was never the same after that.
Yeah.
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 It was awesome.
It's just beautiful to see how your relationship has grown even through all of the
challenges
that you've had.
I was given the perfect mother.
Yeah.
For the journey that I have.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Good job, Adrian.
I love it.
So we've got some special moms joining the table today.
First up, mother of five, Pam Willis.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the table.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Like millions of others, Pam started her day by scrolling through Facebook. And one day she saw this post that changed her life. A family of nine was driving from California to Texas, ready for a new life, when the SUV carrying them and all of their belongings crashed into a median. The seven young children were thrown from the car and suffered major injuries. Both parents were killed on impact.
What?
Seven siblings, ages 1 through 12, were now in foster care and in need of a permanent home.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
When I saw the Facebook post, it just brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
My husband and I had been trying to decide what we were gonna do next with our lives because our youngest of our five children was graduating from high school. And so we had this house that was becoming emptier and emptier as time went by. And I thought, we could take them. I have room,
right.
You know, and I can do this.
Wow.
And so I thought, okay, my husband's gonna tell me I'm crazy. So I'm just gonna tag him in the post. I'm gonna let him read it. Went to him that night and I said, hey babe, did you see that post? And I'm like, okay, here it comes. He's gonna, I'm gonna have to sort of, you know, sell it to him. And he said, yeah. And then he just looked at me and said, we should adopt them.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew it was one of those moments in life where you just...
You knew you married the right guy.
Exactly.
That's right, Jada.
You call them your second chance, seven.
Yes. That is my name that I came up with for my husband and I having a second chance at parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for them having a second chance at life,
yes.
You know, they lost their parents. And
that's honestly such a huge commitment.
Right.
And for all of those children to be able to stay together.
Right. And that's the big thing. They probably could have easily separated them out and find a home for these two and a home for those two. But we knew right away, you can't separate them.
Let me tell you, that is divine love at work.
It really is.
We were ready for anything because they've been through so much trauma. They were scared. They had lived with domestic violence and drug abuse and neglect. Right. They had a lot to deal with. And then the accident and the grief.
Yeah.
I still learn every single day, especially with the older ones and their processing. They obviously were more reserved with their feelings for longer because they have that emotional intelligence to withhold and stay safe inside until they know.
Themselves.
Yeah. So you can have a three-year-old, they're just going to let it all out, you know.
Yeah.
They're just going to have temper tantrums and they don't sleep and all these things. But I knew how to take care of that. Now it's learning from the older kids. I'm scolding one of them about schoolwork like I always would do, you know, with my older kids. It's like you hit a nerve and you're like, oh, maybe I can't be that way with this one because it triggers something. And so I'm learning just every day, learning.
Totally.
Okay, let's back up. And, you know, what did that do? And let's do that differently next time.
Understanding who that child is.
And what that particular child needs.
Right, but they were just so great. We just connected with them, like, instantly. Every single one of them.
That's amazing.
What are the ages?
15, 13, 9, 8, 7, and then 5 and 4.
Wow.
So I have two teenagers, which is fun.
Yes.
So we call them the bigs and the littles.
Yeah. And everybody doesn't have room in their heart for all those children.
Yes.
Like, that's just not an easy task.
Yeah. And it never ends. My oldest is almost 33.
Wow.
And I'm still worried about him.
Well, you got a lot of points on that scoreboard in heaven.
You do.
You got a lot of points.
You sure do.
I just feel like God put me and my husband in this place to care for these children. I think that mothering, for me, is my purpose.
And I think it's the most beautiful superpower to have.
Thank you.
Your kids sent you a little Mother's Day message.
Aww. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm thankful for all the love you've given me. I love the adoption. It made me so happy to live here.
I like when you hug us and played with us.
I love you, Mom. Give me a hug and kiss you.
One thing that I really love about you, Ma, is that you're just fun to talk with.
I love how you made up so much plans for us and let us go to the beach.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Wow, that's amazing.
See, aren't they great?
They are.
They're wonderful.
They're great.
Wow.
They're
wow.
great kids. We're blessed.
I get that. Have a tissue.
What is happening have a to tissue. Gam?
What is going on? Oh.
You can tell how loved they feel.
It's such a blessing to know that our home provided safety and security so that they could feel that, you know?
Yeah,
it's a privilege.
You know what?
Come on out, kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
The cameras?
He's like, whoa.
He's like, what's going
He's
on? Like,
what's happening?
What's happening? Well, Gary, I have to tell you, you get major points for pulling this right off.
I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it, how you made this a surprise for her.
You know, it was difficult.
It was tough. It was difficult.
I was wondering why he wasn't answering my text about their schooling today. I'm like, he must be really overwhelmed. I need to get home.
Now, which one is Ruby?
I am.
Oh, hi.
You had something special that you wanted to say?
I just wanted to thank my mom for all the love she's given all of us these past 2 years. I love you very much. Aww. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, my goodness. Love you.
I love you.
This is amazing. You guys are amazing.
Pam, you and Gary have 5 adult children as well, and they're here too.
What?
Oh, hi.
Oh, man.
Great.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Like, surprise.
Wow, fantastic.
crazy.
Not a peep. That is, wow.
And it's so hard to surprise Cam. You know?
So, Alexa, you've been elected as the spokesperson, I hear. What would you like to say to your mom?
Mom, we are just so grateful for you. We're grateful that you made us your entire world. You're gonna make me cry. You just love each and every one of us so uniquely. And we're just grateful for the life that you've given us. We're grateful for the bond that we all have because of you, because of the family that you've created. And we are just so blessed to be loved by you.
Yeah.
That's
real powerful. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's awful. Super mom power activate.
I never get all of them together.
What?
She lives in Utah. She lives in Nevada.
Oh my goodness.
I never get all of them together at the same time.
Pam, this is the kind of energy that we love to celebrate at the Red Table. And we've heard you've built up some credit card debt after kids' weddings and getting the kids everything they need. So for your big heart and your big, giant, beautiful family, we are going to give you a whole lot of cash. We're talking $50,000. This right here is what life is about.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is our deepest pleasure.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for coming.
That was amazing.
What is happening to me? That's what I need to figure out.
Nothing. You're just feeling the vibes, Cam.
Come on now.
I'm getting all soft.
Oh my goodness. It's called just feeling, okay?
Yeah.
Next up, Josephine Ezenois is a single mother of three who sacrificed everything for her children.
When she was 27 years old, Josephine made the painful and taboo decision to leave her arranged marriage in Nigeria. She was pregnant, already had twin toddlers, and was headed for America with nothing but a single suitcase. For decades, Josephine worked tirelessly, often three jobs at a time, to provide for her children, who all say she's their hero.
Welcome.
Tell us about your journey.
It was a difficult decision to leave my marriage.
Yeah.
Which is not acceptable in my culture.
Right.
Divorce is a no-no.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids to live in a culture where women are put in the back.
Yeah.
So it was difficult to leave everything that I know with nothing, no money, living paycheck by paycheck.
Yeah.
I start blaming myself. Why did I take my kids and put them in a position where it's really hard? At the point I was trying to give up, I said, you know, Josephine, giving up is not my option. I have to fight for these kids.
Yeah.
I have to provide for them. Sometimes I'll go inside the room and cry.
Yeah.
But I have to pick myself up.
Yeah.
I have to be a role model for my kids. I decided to start a business. I was able to give them the education they needed.
Yeah.
Paid everything.
Right.
I have a wonderful kids.
Yeah.
God is good.
Yes.
So your daughter Brenda, is she in the Navy now?
Yeah.
Wow.
You must be so proud.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So all my kids, they're wonderful, and Brenda is exceptional.
Well, your daughter, she wanted the world to know what an amazing woman you are. So she sent us a little video for you.
Yes!
What?
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh.
I'm sorry I can't be there to celebrate it with you. I'm stuck out to sea again. But I just wanted the world to know what an amazing woman you are and all the sacrifices you made for Brian, Sean, and I. It's been over 7 years since the last time we spent Mother's Day together.
Oh.
And over a year since the last time I received your hug. I miss and I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
You know, I miss her. She went on deployment. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, this is the red table, so of course we pulled some strings with the Navy to make sure you had a great Mother's Day. Come on out here, Brenda.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh, oh my man. Goodness. What a wonderful Mother's Day! Okay,
welcome to the table.
Yes, welcome so much. Thank you for everything you do for us. Yes, thank you for your service. Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
This is
beautiful. You guys look so much alike. Oh my goodness.
So it's been a year since you guys have seen each other?
Yeah. We went out to sea for like some exercises.
Right.
And then COVID hit.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And it's been 7 years since you guys have been able to spend Mother's Day together.
Yeah.
Brenda, we have to say to your mom.
You made everything seem so easy. My mom like never complained about anything. She was working 3 jobs. She would come in and then she'd make our food for us and provide for us. If like something bad was happening, we never knew about it.
That in itself is a gift.
Yeah. She just like kept trucking. She hustled. She
a true warrior.
Yeah.
So she gave you an amazing work ethic.
Yeah.
And on top of that, education.
Yes.
With no loans or expenses to have to work at. So that in itself, Mom, that's one of the biggest things that you can do for your child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is wonderful, and your bosses was telling me how. Superstar.
Yeah.
You're a superstar.
Yeah, she was outfitted.
I said, okay.
she said leader. And I say I'm proud of her.
Yes.
Because she knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And she never deviates.
It has to be so beautiful for you as a mother with every bit of sacrifice that you have made. To see that it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
That's the biggest payoff for Mom.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Your sons, Brian and Sean, wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day, too.
Hey, Mom. Hey, happy Mother's Day. You raised 3 kids. And these were 3 kids that were a big handful. You put yourself aside and say, I'm going to do everything for my kids. You are my shield. You are my sword. You are my protector. I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. You have demonstrated your love to us and your grandkids. We love you with all our hearts. We thank you for everything you have done, and we pray and hope that you are blessed beyond measure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And the tears will not stop.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You're important to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Josephine, we wanted you to have a very special Mother's Day present from the Red Table, and we know how important creating memories is. So, we're giving you a special trip for two. Our friends at Moon Palace Cancun are giving you an all-inclusive stay for 4 nights at their 4-star flagship resort. Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Aww.
My heart is just like swelling.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, after Seda's mom died, she says one woman stepped up and pulled her through.
My name is Seda K. Jackson, and I live in Los Angeles with my husband and my 2 beautiful boys. Kendrix is 4, and Creed is 11 months. Pretty much all of my close family is in Kansas City.
This is my favorite picture of my mom.
My mom, Eileena Watson, was everything to me. She was strong, very loving, very nurturing, very tough, but also honest and real. I was one of those kids that call your mom 3 times a day. Even though we were miles apart, we were always very, very close. It's very hard for me to express
how I approach my journey through motherhood without getting emotional. Because my first Mother's Day was my first Mother's Day without my mom. I lost my mom in 2016. She passed away when I was entering my 8th month of pregnancy with my first baby. It's very hard trying to navigate through emotions of the saddest thing that you've ever experienced and the happiest thing that you've ever experienced happening simultaneously. As I've been navigating through this grief, my Aunt Gwen has been a beautiful light in my life. She's stepped up in a way that has given me that warm, motherly type of love that I've missed so much. There she is.
Hey, sweetheart.
She's the caretaker of the family. Just a phone call away. We just have this bond that's unbreakable, and I'm thankful for it. And I want to give her her roses while she's here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So tell us about the woman you wanted to honor today.
Well, my aunt has been a rock for me and my babies. You know, they call her Ani. Kendricks has seen her a few times because he's 4.
Right.
But Creed only knows her through the phone. She's my mom's only living sister. And so that's that piece of my mom.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been a year since you've seen your Aunt Gwen.
Over a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's older. And just like, you don't know how much time you have with your elders. Like,
right. So the RTT team has been working with you to surprise your Aunt Gwen. Why does she think she's coming to the table today?
So my aunt is very inward.
Got it.
And she does not go anywhere. I don't know when's the last time she's been on a plane. Jeez. So for her to be here is like huge.
Got it, got like, it, got it.
So out of her comfort zone.
Right.
The way I pitched it was like, you know how like shows have like Mother's Day specials and it's right. like moms in the audience, like yeah. I nominated you. I kind of just told her, you know, breathe in the blessings.
Right.
You deserve this. This is just my way of letting her know she's loved and appreciated and seen.
Because she's a caregiver.
So you're going to love her.
Well, is it okay if we ask you to hide?
I would love to do that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Zeta's hiding.
Okay.
So now we're going to need you to go get Miss Gwen.
Got it. Gwen?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you want to come follow me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hello, Gwen.
Hello.
Welcome to the table.
Thank you.
You all look so pretty.
And so as do you.
So do you.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Come up here.
Okay.
How was your flight coming here?
All the way from Kansas.
Not good.
No way out, Palm Room.
Oh, okay.
Packed.
Yeah. It was packed.
Packed.
Folks is like, we out.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. First. Can you tell us about how you lost your sister?
She had breast cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
my mother had breast cancer as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
So it's been hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When my sister was diagnosed, I stayed with her 1 year. Mm. And she didn't want nobody else to be there. I had to see her go through so much. And I said, if anybody needs to be here, it's your daughter. And Seda got to spend that time with her.
Well, it sounds like you have a special relationship with Seda. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. When she was born, my sister wouldn't let nobody hold Seda but me.
Well, we have a very special gift for you right now. We have someone who wants to wish you a happy Mother's Day. A very special person.
Who is it?
Let's see.
Oh.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
You didn't tell me that.
I got you.
You sure did.
I'm here, Auntie.
Oh, sweetheart.
Aww. It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love seeing the love between you two.
You guys have a lot of love between you.
We've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, that first year of grieving was very hard on both of us. Yes. And I just called her one Christmas crying on her voicemail and said, Auntie, I need you.
Mm-hmm. And she's been there ever since, yeah. you know?
And her boys, Kendrick, I just love him. He calls me Ani. That means the world to me.
Yeah. So, Seda, I hear there's a song called I Remember Mama.
Oh.
That Aunt Gwen used to ask you to sing to her.
Mm-hmm. There's so many memories where yeah. she would have me singing, oh, gospel songs, mm-hmm. Shirley Caesar. And
well, Gwen, one of your favorites of all time
mm-hmm.
wants to say hello.
Gospel queen.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God.
There she is.
Yeah, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to Auntie Gwen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I also want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you around the table, and especially to Seda that God has put into the heart of her Auntie Gwen. Mm, God bless you. And this is for you, Auntie Gwen.
Yes.
Thank you.
I remember Mama Ooh. And the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, the people are depending on you.
Yes.
Don't get them down. I remember Mama in a happy way. I remember Mama in a happy way. I'd give anything to hear my mama pray again. Mama is sleeping in the bosom of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Somehow I know she's smiling on me right now. One day I'll see her again. How happy I will be. I remember Mama, yeah. In a happy way, yes, I remember Mama in a happy way.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you to the legendary.
Yes.
Shirley Caesar.
Yes.
The queen. Only.
Yes.
Thank you
queen
so
mother.
Much.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you. She's I don't think she sings that song it. Very often, so that's an honor.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a whole
that
one.
Is an honor indeed.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Gwen, you've never met Baby Creed, am I correct?
Don't tell me he's here.
Can you help us
oh
out?
Oh, my man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I can't.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Kendrick's looking on me.
Oh my God. I love
Look
you.
At that cute little baby.
I love you more.
Hey, Creed.
Say hi, Ani.
Hi.
We haven't got to
this
meet Ani.
This is Kendrick's and Creed and Kenny.
Hi, y'all.
And he came to me.
Yes,
he's never met me, but just on FaceTime.
Look at
Say hey,
him.
Y'all.
He's
Say
just
hey,
chilling.
Hello, beautiful ladies.
You're doing so good. Well, you guys have a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you all
much.
Do, too. We've Thank been you. So blessed by your family, and we're so thankful.
And I'm so honored to meet all of you.
God well, bless we were you. Honored to have you here.
Thank you.
Soak in the blessing.
That's right. Yeah.
Soak,
right.
In the blessing. Soak in the blessing. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh, he's
Thank
clapping.
So he's clapping.
Yay. Yes, thank you so much.
You're this welcome. Is, you're welcome.
You all bless
Seda.
Me so much.
Do you guys want any water or anything?
I do.
Yeah.
I could use some
okay,
water.
I got you.
This is awesome.
Them water too.
So I really didn't need to get water. The crew has been building for a while now, and I just wanted to come out here and see how everything is going because in about 3 minutes, I'm going to bring her out here and give her the surprise. So I'm just so excited.
Okay, cool. Are you ready?
So, Mom, there's one more Mother's Day surprise.
Oh, okay.
Let's roll the tape then, shall
we? Oh, let's roll the tape then.
Hey, Ma, you might be a little suspicious recently because I've been cooking up a little something on the side for this beautiful day, and I'm not gonna tell you right now, but I'll give you some hints. So when I was, I wanna say about 3 or 4, I went on tour with my mom and her band, Wicked Wisdom. And I love- Wicked Wisdom was lit. This is the music that I grew up around. My mother was superwoman. She was a rock star. She was a warrior and a nurturer, all in one. So unapologetically
wild.
Badass. I remember being on the tour bus with Jaden when I was 6 or 7, and we got the opportunity to clean the bus. That was one of the most, like, purely exciting experiences. Aww. I was my mom's biggest fan. Every night I wanted to ride on the security guard's shoulders and watch her perform. She was a rock star and I was living for Wicked Wisdom. I felt like it was only right for me to pay homage to a time in her life because she showed me what womaning up really is about. So for Mother's Day, I'm about to reunite with some of my mom's old band members to do one of my favorite songs by my mom, which is called Bleed All Over Me. Yeah. She's gonna be floored. I'm really excited about it. You guys! Rockstar! Hey.
What's up with you, Pee Wee?
How you doing?
A long time no see.
My goodness, it's honestly been years. I was 2, still in diapers, when I met Pocket.
Britney Spears, Onyx Hotel Tour.
Wow.
First road trip.
I know that you and my mom were super close on tour. I got to witness a really beautiful point in her life. That's why I just want to honor her badassness. We're just hoping for one tear, just that one tear.
It's your turn to burn now.
I know, I hope. I really don't want to mess up the song.
You gonna run it again?
Yeah, let's do it. Mom, I just love you so much. And I just want you to feel a tiny little bit of the gratitude and the love that you have given me throughout my entire life and continue to give me. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day, and you're just always going to be superwoman and badass bitch in my book. So I love you.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Come with me. I have more to show you.
Okay.
You look so nervous. Don't look so nervous.
Okay. What is happening here?
Go ahead. What in the world? I have some surprises.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. What in the world?
You're doing beautiful.
I'm so good. I don't believe this. Oh my God. What is happening right now?
Okay, so Ma, this has been in the works for a couple months.
A couple of months.
We've been rehearsing all week.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Now it opens inside, and I love you.
Goodness.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Thank you.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.